Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
They want to be down with the kids.
From East River 9 for a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Now here's the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance. And I'm pretty sure that my view this morning, and our view, well, Lance has got his back to it, so he doesn't even know. He doesn't even care. There's no disc goals here, okay? There's no Frisbee goals out here.
I like this place. I told my wife, I want to take Alec. My son gets back today, actually. From Alabama, he's flying in, and I actually want to bring him out here. He wants to start golfing.
It's really cool at night.
You know,
really
I started cool. golfing when I was 9, is when I started. I started when I was 9, and I was really good. I was better than my dad.
Yeah, you got a nice swing. I've seen it before. It's just that you.
No, I started when I was 8.
You're lazy now.
Yeah, I started when I was 8.
You're lazy. If you don't play golf, you're lazy.
You're lazy, yeah. I started when I was 8 because my dad was at University of Houston, had to go play in a golf tournament in the Woodlands for Bill Yeoman's golf tournament. And so I picked up golf, and I was actually pretty natural at it. And I could swing. I had a real natural swing, and my dad was like, how are you swinging like this? You've never played golf. And I loved golf. I played quite a bit because my dad would let me tee everything up. If I were in the fairway, I could tee it up. I always was able to tee it up. Once he made me stop teeing it up when I was like 11 or 12.
Lost your love for it?
I was like, well,
that's it. I'm out.
No, but I lived in Pecan Grove. I mean, we'd walk over on the course and just go play. So I actually played quite a bit growing up, so I really appreciate this. Is just a beautiful view. I mean, just a beautiful view.
We're at East River 9, and if you haven't seen it yet or heard of it, it's a 9-hole, and go to my Twitter account. I don't know if, did you tweet it yet?
Not yet.
You took a picture of it as well, but it's getting light. It's getting even prettier. If it's a clear day, it's so beautiful, and at night, it's just gorgeous with downtown lit up in the background, and your ball, because it's a lighted 9-hole golf course, just a par 3, but it is just gorgeous. It's in a huge complex here that a guy I know pretty well, Greg Wilbanks, is really involved with out here in Midway. We met the guys from Midway last time that we were out here, but they're doing an entire business area, mid-rises, apartment complexes, all kinds of stuff. I don't want to misspeak, but it is going to be a huge complex here with all kinds of great stuff. And East River 9 is going to be in the middle of it. They've done the golf course here first, and now they're building out all the other stuff. But it is going to be a great place to live and shop and work and everything else right out here just near downtown. So it is just gorgeous here. And if you haven't played East River 9, you can play during the day, you can play at night, doesn't matter. But the ball, when you hit it in the air against the backdrop of downtown, is just awesome. Yeah. Just awesome. So if you get a chance, make your tee time. Go to East River 9, and we'll get a website for you or whatever. But just look up Google East River 9, and you'll be able to see it and get yourself out here and try it, because it is a unique golf experience here in the city of Houston. Our guy Rene Rangel is out here running it along with a bunch of other stuff for this company. Just awesome. So we appreciate being out here. Are all the shows, where's John? Are all the shows out here?
All of them are.
All the shows are out here today. So that is great. It's going to be a great day out here for us being a part of this. Thank you, East River 9, for having us out here. So let's start with golf. And Everybody's talking about Taylor Pendrith and Chad Ramey at the top of the TPC of the Players Championship. What did you glean from yesterday?
That all the top names are in the live.
No,
that's what I gleaned from it.
All the top names are on the PGA Tour.
Ramey and Glim and Shiesty.
There's no Shiesty on the tour, but okay.
I remember Rahm's name was up there for a little bit, and then it disappeared.
Spieth, you don't care about him, or
he's not on the leaderboard.
Yeah, well, he's on the leaderboard.
He's not in the top five.
Well, they suspended play and
serious question.
Yeah,
how much of a problem is this for
the live?
PGA
it's a big problem.
It's a big problem.
It's a huge problem,
because if you just look at the top five and you see these names. The average person who checks in for the majors.
Well, now, if you didn't watch last week, all the big names. I mean,
and they were up there.
Yeah, they're up.
Yeah, they were up there for last week. I know. But for this week, for a major, you know, if you check in on majors because we know about the Tiger effect. This is the anti-Tiger effect, where if you don't know these names that are up here now, in just the quick hit, you know, because they only put five or six. Maybe seven, and then they'll put a famous name if it's not in there. You know, Woods is this, Spieth or whatever. Rahm is this far back, although they don't typically get the same treatment. Tiger's score was always included, no matter what.
Yeah, right.
In the little.
Well,
I don't know that Rahm will necessarily.
Yeah, and he played last week, so that was cool.
Yeah.
Morikawa is up there. You know him. But Hovland.
Hovland,
him. Scotty Scheffler is up there.
You say up there, but he's not in the top five or six.
No,
and I'm just saying, those are the ones on TV that show up.
Scheffler
this
is, yeah, they are. Morikawa is second.
Are they tied? Morikawa is.
Hovland's six, so is Scheffler. They're all tied for six.
Yeah, I was saying, on TV it was the top five.
Yeah.
Or ESPN.
Jordan Spieth is right there. And the guys will be up. By the time this, you know what, the cream rises to the top.
No, they do.
Yeah.
But this is an issue, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Oh, it absolutely is.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no question. And
for who though?
Are you watching Full Swing on Netflix?
No, I've got it queued up. There's it good.
It is good. It's
okay.
Really good.
I'll
get a lot of behind the scenes. I'm only through two episodes, but the live is next. When it left, Brooks Koepka was asked, "Hey, what do you think about this live thing?" And his eyes light up. It's before he made his announcement. It's before anybody knew he was going. So it was like, oh my goodness, we're gonna get the back scene. The background of Liv and what it has meant and how it's torn the tour apart. It really is an issue. It's a big issue.
So who is it? So why is it an issue? Like, okay,
because
is it an
big
issue
names
for you?
Are over there.
Is it an issue for you?
It is.
Gonna watch
it is. I'm less interested when Cam Smith and Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka and guys who are competitors.
These
and
are major.
Big names. They're big names.
Yeah.
And they're not complaining. They're not playing. Now, that said, I haven't watched a minute of Liv. And I'm back watching golf again and interested. I just know in the back, it's like when Jordan left the league.
Yeah,
it's
you
like,
watch, but, you
but you're like, yeah. There's something it's missing.
Koepka, DeChambeau,
it's not as good as it was.
Johnson, Smith. I mean, this is major.
It's major.
Major names missing from a major.
Yeah, yeah. So, Art, we're getting off golf now, but since Lance. Lance started the.
When he
walked in this morning, he said, "Man, look at this leaderboard.
Well,
it's awesome."
When in Rome.
Well,
we're at a golf facility.
Right, we are.
We're in Rome.
We're not in Rome, but we're at East River 9. East River 9 right now.
Do as the Romans do.
Do as the Romans do. And watch golf. Okay. So the big story yesterday here in the city of Houston, losing a fifth-round pick and being fined $175,000, our Houston Texans got a slap on the wrist. And that's all it is. But they paid for what was found after an investigation by the NFL is that they paid for Deshaun Watson's Houstonian trips where he did stuff he wasn't supposed to do that's well documented. You know all about Deshaun and his stuff that he does.
Wish you wouldn't do that.
It's just he had a spastic attack in his pelvic area whenever he was apparently some woman touched him with massage oil. So the Texans were paying for his hotel stay there, which is an illegal inducement by the organization to the player. It's not in the contract. They're not supposed to pay for stuff they're not supposed to pay for. And, oh, by the way, you're a multimillionaire. Pay for your own damn hotel.
Yeah, that doesn't.
I know that you're the quarterback.
No, but this
you want everything for free. But goodness gracious.
Yeah, this
pay
is
for your hotel.
This is a lot of athletes do this.
I know.
And entertainers.
Well, listen.
I mean, just entertainers.
Anybody who's famous, like, give me some. I mean, I'm not going to talk about getting free stuff. I mean, obviously. But I don't have their millions. I mean, honestly, you can pay for your stuff.
It doesn't make sense that you – I guess it does. If you want to just get something for free, you're going to get it for free, I guess, if the team wants to do it. But it is a benefit that is not covered under the CBA. It's not covered under the salary cap. So it's a salary cap infraction. You are giving him an added benefit, and that cost them a fifth-round pick. And that's kind of a – you know, a seventh-rounder is one thing. Fifth-rounders a lot of times can turn into backup special teams players. Like, fifth-round picks have value.
Yeah. They do.
They do. I mean, I
thought it was, okay, good. It's just a fifth rounder. It's not like it was a second or a third.
See, I wouldn't have thought it'd be any worse than like a sixth or seventh for that.
Right. It wasn't like a huge
injury. But I tell you, now, what I would be concerned about, though, although it doesn't seem like it, I'd be concerned if I were, I guess, Easterby. I don't know. But you now
that he won't work again somewhere?
Well, there's rumors that there's some NFL teams interested.
Get out of here.
I swear to God,
No one could be interested in this.
But anyway, remember, there's still some people who are friends with him. Josh McDaniels and the Raiders is one. You know, people with New England ties. Well, anyway, I don't think he'll work for New England again with OB there. But remember this.
I doubt that.
No, remember this. This is a situation where you have
Poppy.
Jack
Easterby. Poppy is good here.
Jack Easterby and the Texans, well, whoever, you know, the Texans, they helped facilitate that for Deshaun, and then bad stuff happened there. So I guess if the league determined the Texans didn't know what that stuff was going to be,
right.
Well, personally, I don't think they would have known.
No.
I don't think Deshaun would have disclosed that. I just want y'all to know what I'm going to do. These are some moves. I'm going to try to get
– I'm going on Insta.
I'm going on Insta to find a yoga instructor.
Or not.
To see if I can – or a librarian. And I'm going to see if I can get her to touch me here.
Yeah.
Like, okay, that should be fine.
Right.
I don't think that's how that went down. But –
I need her to plug this gap.
You did facilitate a location where some bad stuff apparently went on.
Yeah,
so
but they didn't know about it. You know, I mean, it's like
proven they knew about it would be hard. Unless Deshaun said yes, they knew about it.
Right, but you know that would just be Deshaun being. I don't know that you can trust that even because how bitter he might be towards the organization. Which is stupid. A team that gave him $25 million for doing nothing. That dude should just be like, thanks, Cal. Love you. Love you guys. He should be calling.
Oh, man.
He should be sending Christmas cards.
Absolutely.
I mean, for all the money that they gave him for him doing absolutely nothing for him. 713-780-3776. We got a lot of stuff to get to this morning. Yuli has found a home. The Rockets actually went overtime. Actually, holy crap, Jabari Smith last night. Wow. We will talk about that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, I want to talk about make the call Morley Law. 713-839-9955. We're downtown. It's just beautiful. They're down. They're near downtown, too, and their offices. Well, they're on I-45 near the airport over there, and it's easy to get to. But you can do it all. I guess, you know what, right now, if you've got – need an evaluation, I'm not sure that you even have to go in there. You could call them on the phone. You can do it over the phone to find out whether or not, hey, you need to get in here because we need to sit face-to-face and talk about this thing. You have a real case here. Or it's kind of, listen, you don't have standing with the law or whatever. They'll break it down for you. In most cases, absolutely free. And then in a lot of cases, civilly, if you don't win, they don't win. And you don't have to pay in a lot of cases unless you do win and when you win. So, you know what? A lot of times there's no out-of-pocket before it all starts said and done. If you're looking for a great way to get out of whatever issue that you are in, civilly, criminally, they've got experience in what looks like everything. They're unbelievable. All you got to do is go to MorleyLaw.com, MorleyLaw.com, or give him a call. Make the call. Morley Law, 713-839-9955.
ESPN. 97.5.
gave you fair warning, beware.
Live from East River 9 for a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's the kings of Houston sports radio, John Granato and Lance Erline.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance out here at East River 9. Just a beautiful morning. Look at that. That is just gorgeous.
Okay, so you've had three kids go through college.
Yeah.
Is this how this works? So Alec is getting in later today to he's getting in later today to Houston. He's flying in from Birmingham. You have to fly from Tuscaloosa to Birmingham. It is a pain. And almost immediately on Sunday, he's going to his friend's house, and then he's going to take off to Corpus, where his friend's going to school, almost immediately. Like, we may see him 2 days out of spring break. Is that pretty normal for the kids?
Or not at all.
Or not at all, yeah.
Yeah, no.
I wanted to see friends, too, when I came into town. So it's not, I guess it's not any
different. I don't believe I ever saw my parents even stop to see him on spring break.
Yeah, he's not, he just got into a fraternity, which I never thought he'd be a fraternity guy, but his friends all pledged, and so he ended up going. And then, so now, started by next year, it will be, they'll all start going somewhere for spring break. Like, it's not going to be coming home, I don't think.
They're going to Corpus right now. That is
Well, his good friend goes to Texas A&M Corpus.
But that's okay. You know, they'll go down
to... Well, Corpus is going to be a party spot.
Corpus is a great spring break spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. No. Dude, you're never going to see him again.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah. Don't tell his mom.
Well, guess what?
Because he's top of the power ratings for her. And
of course.
He's never home.
The oldest boy always is. 713-780-3776, and especially now that he's gone, because the other ones are still there,
right?
You know, making her nuts. So that's exactly how that works. So Yuli signs a minor league deal with the Marlins. This is the best that Yuli could have done, I guess. You know what, his value isn't, I guess, isn't what he thought it should be. I mean, I guess the Astros were. Or maybe there was no interest. I don't know. I don't even know if they offered him anything, you know? And I think he might have felt a little bit hurt. You know, Maldonado, how about he was in his feelings when there was talk about bringing in the Cubs catcher who went to, what was his name?
Anyway, Will Contreras.
Oh, he was all in his feelings. Oh, I remember. Oh, I guess you all forget. Okay, but I don't forget.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. Yuli, I mean, the season, they didn't even have the parade and Abreu was already signed.
I know.
So it was like, holy crap, we got to upgrade
it
here.
It was fast.
And then Yuli's looking all over the place. I can't believe Yuli can't. A guy just a year removed from the batting title. And what a postseason he had. I don't get that Yuli had zero interest, zero out there.
Uh-huh.
I know first base is a position, but Yuli could be a utility guy for somebody. I don't get it. That he had zero value anywhere. I mean, signing a minor league deal with the Marlins is like being on the Texans practice squad.
Yeah.
Man, you are at the you're at the dregs of the league.
Yeah, it's problematic for you and for where your career is headed. You think it makes sense. There's a big Cuban contingency in Miami, obviously. I think this was just a cultural fit for him. He had Cuban friends on the Astros, right? Now he's going to go to a spot that I think culturally.
Yeah, but I think he would have signed, if he could have gone to Pittsburgh, he would have gone, or Toronto.
You think so?
Cuba be damned. Absolutely. He wanted to play and get paid, and yeah, he still thinks he's got life left. He didn't sign a minor league deal with the Marlins just to be near Cubans.
Oh, no, but I'm obviously assuming that there's other minor league deals he could have signed, and he's not going to do it anywhere else.
Other minor league deals, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if there's a major league deal,
that was why he signed a minor league deal, but he was out there for a major league.
Yeah, no, that goes without saying.
Yeah.
But I think everyone takes a look at his age, takes a look at what he did during the regular season. I mean, this is a guy who is just going to be 2 years removed from a batting title. Right now, he's only 1.5 years at most. But I think you say, yeah, but
that bat speed. Postseason was unbelievable.
Yeah, but they may have some track. They probably have tracking data on bat speed and things like that. Maybe his bat speed has gone way down. Maybe that's a concern.
Still, Are you telling me?
Or not even bat speed, but they probably have exit velo is probably way down. Listen, you can find that on Facebook.
Not only that, he was beloved in that clubhouse. He's a winner. Uh-huh. Are you telling me that a team like the Pirates or, you know, one of these, some team, I mean, the Twins were looking at him and decided, you know, I think Carlos put in a word for him, but it wasn't happening. But I can't believe that, especially in defensively, he's one of the best defensive players in the league.
And he's a good culture guy too.
Yeah,
but no one's paying for culture. They're just not going to pay for that.
I don't think he was. I don't know that it was about money. It was about I want to play somewhere, and there is no room for him anywhere. That's amazing.
No.
713-780-3.
And if you're not a good team, you want your minor leaguers playing. You don't want to. What does he have to do with the rebuild on a bad team?
Yeah.
What is a 38-year-old player?
Well, culture. I mean, you know what? That's what the Rockets could use. Could use a Yuli Gurriel.
Yeah, if your team is already at a certain level where they're ready to take another step. Because we know that's why they brought in the Rockets. Well, the Rockets need it because their young players
will
run amok. But I'm talking about when the Astros were a good team, but they needed some veterans. So they brought in Beltran. They brought in Brian McCann. You know, a move like that. Yuli might be good for a move like that. You almost wonder if it'd be better off for Yuli to just stay a free agent, not even sign any minor league deals,
and just
see if there's a chance. My guess is Yuli has played his last major league.
My guess is if anybody has an injury and his agent finds out that somebody would like him, that the Marlins would release him. The Marlins would do him a solid.
I don't think. Do you think Cody?
Oh, that happens.
Cody says this though. He said every time Yuli's name comes up on Reddit. And now that's Reddit. It's a large message board. The whole discussion is about his racist hand-eye thing against Asians. He said, I think that played a small effect, unfortunately. Do you think that would have played any impact? Something from 2017?
Really?
I don't know. I'd never even thought about it. Do you think that came? I don't. My guess is the team say, he's 38 with a bat that's slowing down, and we're not going to have a place for him. Do you think that could at all?
Are major league teams in their feelings over that?
Everybody's in their feelings over everything. I watched Chris Rock's Selective Outrage. The amount of quiet in the room for a lot of his commentary and jokes was like, people are just so sensitive.
Everybody's scared.
Topics, I know. There's topics where people just don't.
He said you go to work and you're just scared to say anything.
Yeah, but I think people were like, I don't like this at all. Yeah. I think they just can't relax, and so maybe, or they can't let things go. Maybe this did play some part with maybe some teams thought that it would come up. I hadn't even thought about it. Of course, we're in Houston, so we're in a bubble, but I hadn't even thought about that being an issue at all.
No.
Like 0%. I can think of baseball reasons.
It's amazing. I don't know. That's just ridiculous.
So he does live in Miami. That's his.
I would imagine. All right, 713-780-3776. The number if you want to call in here. Let's take a break and we'll talk Rockets on the other side. Jabari Smith had a huge game. They came back in the fourth. Amazingly, they won the fourth quarter for the first time maybe in a decade.
They won the fourth quarter on their way to a loss.
They hit a 3-point shot to tie the game and send it to overtime.
The story of the game. Is Jabari Smith. Jabari Smith's play is what basically everyone's taken from that. Great game. And we said yesterday, like, get out, where somebody.
Yeah. Somebody jumped out of his body.
They jumped out.
On the front page of Houston Chronicle, growing pains mark Smith's rookie season. And then he has the 30-point game.
Yeah.
And then the headline for the story is Jabari Smith has a career game.
It's his best game of
his
the year.
His best game of his career. We'll talk about that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, we're talking about Artisan Grange. We're talking about Dew Blend and Canstead. We're talking about hemp in a pouch made of hemp with CBD oil in it. My buddies are using it now. There's so many people out there that are dipping now safely. So many people. I'm just, you know what? I don't want to say I'm a hero, but I'm saving lives, okay? I'm saving lives out there. And, oh, by the way, ladies, you can thank me, too. Not with do stuff, but I'm just saying thank me, okay, when you see me, because he doesn't have that spit all over him. He doesn't have a spit cup anymore. It's gross. It smells. It's just awful. Now he's got hemp in a pouch made of hemp with CBD oil. You swallow that because the CBD oil has healing powers that you don't get with dip. Not only not healing powers with dip, with regular dip, but it can destroy you. It can hurt you. It can really, really hurt you. So you can thank me, okay? I don't want to use the H word, but it's a bit heroic what I'm doing here for the city of Houston. And if you want to get out of that dip that is really dangerous, all you have to do is go to 975dip.com. That's 975dip.com.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Coming to the top is Green. They get it to Smith. He turns. His three is good.
Listen, you can't play it any better than that.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from East River 9. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
That was Jabari Smith yesterday. He had a big day for Jabari Smith. His best game.
How about that? They went
47 minutes. Yeah,
they went to him.
Wrote a hot hand
with 7 seconds left, 4 seconds on the clock. He puts up a shot. That would be literally the last guy. A week ago, He would literally be the last guy you would go to. He was throwing up air balls. He was running like we talked about this yesterday. He made a shot from the corner last week. And he threw up his arms like, yay, I did something like an 8-year-old would do after I got a hit in Little League. Well, it wasn't even Little League then. It was 8 years old. And threw up my arms, yay, I did something great. And he did that. And now he's throwing up. They're going to him in that game to shoot the game-tying three-pointer.
Yeah. I think it's, I think it's important that he have a game like this to remind people. I'm definitely not giving up on Jabari Smith.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I think he's going to have a certain. I think he's a certain type of player, and it's not going to be a star. But I'm definitely not. I mean, I'm not going to give up on Kenyon Green. I'm not going to give up on Derek Stingley. I'm not giving up on Jabari Smith. These are rookies. I mean, this is not every rookie gets off to a great start, and there's plenty of rookies just like Kareem Jackson who start off bumpy and ended up having. Great career. So I think Jabari Smith will figure it out. I think Jabari Smith is a guy who has played with some level of discipline and has had a level of structure in college, and I think he's missing some of that in the pros. And I think once the team gets settled and you get some veterans and you get a coach who can better, handle the discipline and the consistency, I think it'll really benefit him. I don't think – look, this isn't a benefit to anybody. Vibes is not a benefit to anybody. It's going to be an issue no matter who you talk to. So we'll see.
Look at this.
I know.
John, okay, this is a lesson to all you producers out there. Okay.
He's right now currently.
He's currently
an engineer. Get it right. This is an engineer.
Well, he's an engineer
right now.
/ producer for the station. And I said, oh, man, I forgot my Zyrtec.
You came here complaining about
my
Zyrtec.
All the pollen. Record pollen.
Yep.
Record pollen. I'm sneezing, stuffed up. I said, I forgot to take my Zyrtec this morning. John goes, well, as soon as we get on the air, I'm going to go get you some. He went and he got me Zyrtec. You know what? You need to have a symposium for all the producers and engineers at this station on how to act. Okay, John?
You
need to lead the charge for all of these producers here. RJ, you can learn something from this guy out here, John, out here, okay? That's just so you know.
You want to just leave the show at some point and do something for you,
RJ? No, this is how you act. This is how you get ahead in this business, okay?
By getting John Granato stuff?
Not John Granato. Just being there and doing whatever it takes, Lance, to get the job done.
Right. In this case, it was?
It was running to the store and getting me Zyrtec. And he's a hero. No.
You better Venmo.
I've been throwing hero around a little bit this
morning.
Trust
me, I'm taking notes right now, John.
Take notes. Okay. Here is Jabari. Now, while they gave him the ball with 7 seconds left and he threw it up with 4, here's Jabari after the game saying this. It wasn't set up for me.
The first time the first play we ran, it wasn't really open. They defended it pretty well, and I feel like when I caught it, I wasn't in a shooting mindset. I was kind of thinking pass, but when I caught it the second time, I just trusted myself and let it go. You know, I told Deshaun before I shot it, I was like, I'm gonna make this, like right before we walked out of the huddle. So I just trusted myself.
Well, I mean, I trust him. I trust him in time. I trust him with a 15-win team. I don't really currently trust the way he's played with a 28-win team necessarily, or a 30-win team. But no, Jabari's going to be fine. I think he's going to be fine. He's just finding his way. This is tough. This is a team that's, you know, it's maybe a little different in the locker room.
Well,
for him.
But
I don't know.
I mean, listen, I don't care if you're a 15-win team or a 60-win team. Either you make shots or you don't make shots.
Yeah.
Right? And he's had open looks that he just couldn't. He's been bad.
He's got a real pretty shot, too. So, to me, this is more mental. I mean, I'm sure he needs some work done, some tightening up of his work. I'm working with a
shooting expert?
No, but a sports tech guy who's already created limb tracking where you can check a quarterback's arm angles and slots to see how repeatable his throws are. The next thing he's going to do is start working with an NBA guy on the jump shot and be able to, where the limb tracking will tell you if you look at your shots when you're doing well, the computer vision, and then it will look at your shots now and tell you where you're off in terms of your shot. It'll be completely tracked out. And you can do it with your phone video, like video from your phone.
Well, I'm sure you can do it with the video from the NBA.
Yeah, I would think Second Spectrum and all of them have that. I would think, but I don't know if they have limb tracking.
Well, why are the Rockets not doing this already?
Well, they may not have limb tracking. They have shooting coaches. I mean, it's the same thing. It just alerts a shooting coach what to look for.
Right. I would imagine they're working with him with a shot, and he just
isn't. Well, you work with him shot. This detects it.
How do you go from where he was at Auburn to where he is now?
Well, because my point is he has a pretty shot, but it could be off. There could be something that's off that has to be corrected. But the other thing is, I mean, shooting is also very much a mental thing.
Yeah, it is.
If you've played a lot of basketball, you know when you get into the quote-unquote zone, you already know you just need to get the ball up and it's going in.
Yeah.
And he's a guy right now who I think is I think mentally he doesn't believe the shots are going in. And it's a lot like putting. Part of it is you have to believe it's going in. You have to have that belief because it can have a big impact on follow through.
That's funny.
Just confidence is.
I just watched the second episode of Full Swing, and it's Scottie Scheffler, who's on a run that was unbelievable, and Brooks Koepka, who's on a run that is his worst of his career, and he can't make a 3-foot putt. And Brooks Koepka's got 4 majors, and he can't make a 3-foot putt now. Yeah. So it's like, holy crap, it's all mental. All mental. Uh-huh. And he talked about it. He said he was with his mom in the show, and he says, you know what Scottie Scheffler's thinking about right now? You know what he's thinking about?
What?
Nothing. He's like, he's just swinging, and I'm thinking about everything. All my mechanics, everything. I'm thinking about everything because nothing is going down. So it is. When you're in a zone, you don't think about, where are my hands? My shot? Where's my elbow?
No. You're not thinking.
Nothing.
You're just reacting.
Nothing.
That's the huge, and with somebody who played a lot of basketball, I can tell you, when you are thinking, it's the same thing as a swing thought, right? It's a swing thought in golf. You find one thing and it gets you locked into your zone for swing thoughts, right? So you just think, your thought may be, I'm going to pull it back on this track.
Yeah.
And that's all. Locks in. In basketball, it's almost where you're not, you might have a swing thought, you know, a shooting thought, but mostly you're not thinking. It's just a pure reaction. And I would think these guys in the NBA are mostly like that. However, it is similar, though. Like, if you're thinking too much, boy, I'm shooting too far. I'm going to have to – although some of it, I always found, like, I was a self-corrector. You know when you need to have more arc. You know, like, if you know certain things to look for, it also can help because you can self-correct. Same thing with golf.
Nobody knows.
But you don't want to do it while you're shooting in the action.
No.
That's why when the action is fast – you're just reactive, and you either have confidence to shoot it or you don't. Guys who are passing up shots,
done. And there's nothing faster than golf right now.
No, nothing's faster. By the way, the craziest make that kind of turned somebody's career around was not turned it around, but do you remember when Robert Horry in the game against probably would have been against, I felt like it was against San Antonio. There was a game where Robert Horry tried to swing. He didn't want to shoot it. He was near the top of the key. It was passed to him, and he tried to swing it, and somebody was guarding the extra pass left, and he just had to shoot it himself, and it went in. And from that point forward, Big Shot Bob was born, yeah. Where he never feared those big shots.
Was that the San Antonio game?
I think it was like San Antonio. Yeah, I don't think it was.
The only shot he made all the whole game.
I think it was.
Yeah.
I think that's the one.
Yeah.
Where he didn't want to shoot it, and it went in. And from that point on, anytime the postseason rolled around, he was clutch.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't with them very long after that, though. I mean, he and Sam were traded because that was the 95 season. 94-95.
Yeah.
So they were traded by 97.
That was when Dream just owned David Robinson in that series after Robinson won the MVP. And that Big Shot Bob was born. Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's good stuff. Look at people are playing at East River 9 right now. It's just so good. Look how nice it is. I'm going to send another picture out here. If you haven't seen this place, it's unbelievable. East River 9, 9-hole golf course with the beautiful backdrop of downtown. We got a pretty downtown.
Yeah,
I mean,
we do.
It ain't huge like New York and Chicago, but it's very pretty. It's a really nice downtown, and it's all right here. Just gorgeous. So if you're looking for something to do this morning, come on out. If you're not working, don't work. I mean, it's a great day to play golf. And great here at East River 9, all you need is about 3 or 4 clubs. Don't bring your whole bag. Just bring 3 or 4 clubs, anywhere from sand wedge to 9-iron.
Yeah, you really don't.
No,
do
sand wedge to 9-iron, maybe 8-iron.
Do with it? Well, you're walking.
You got a small bag. They got small bags.
Oh, they
here.
Do. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
They got small bags here, or you could actually just carry all your sticks if you want to know the truth, and your putter, obviously. But the greens are undulated, just great, and they keep it up. You don't talk about well manicured and fast greens and undulation, and that's where it gets a little tricky here is on the greens. So great stuff, great stuff. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. When we come back, Draymond, did you see this Draymond and Dylan Brooks thing going on?
Yes. I think it's so lame.
It is.
There's
so much drama.
Like, is the NBA turning into Real Housewives?
It really is. It really is.
We'll
talk about it.
Can somebody come over the top of a chair, come over the top of a table somewhere and attack somebody so we can just officially make it Real Housewives?
It is unbelievable.
This is crazy how much drama is in the NBA.
We'll do it on the other side, but first you got a little jab, hitting jab,
sight jab. Hector Garcia, the owner of Sight Jab, the guy who created it, is a big boxing fan. That's why the name is Sight Jab. And they do punch up your website. They do an amazing job of making sure that you are able to have a website that truly represents what you do, your work. It is really fantastic when it comes to making sure that they make sure that your site is appropriately positioned from the standpoint of what it is that your work looks like, whether it's they put audio stuff in, they put video stuff in, it's embedded videos, it's videos that play in the background that look really cool. Go to their website to see what I'm talking about there, sitejab.com. But they can build your website from the ground floor up, but they do so much more than that. They will generate business leads. They can handle social media for you. They can do branding and logo development. There's so many different their suite of products that they offer is extensive. And so no matter what you need them to do from a business standpoint, they will get you where you need to be from a digital standpoint. Sitejab.com, over 20 years of experience in this state, and they are here for Houstonians. Sitejab.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from East River 9. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back to East River 9 here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Did you hear Chris Rock giving it to Draymond Green?
Yeah, I had to. Well, obviously, I watched the special yesterday, and so I had to go Google what that was about. And it was because Draymond basically kind of took Will Smith's side. And so that's why he... That's why.
At the end, did you see the credits? He, Steph, Chris Rock, Steph, and Draymond were all joking around. Maybe.
Yeah, it's probably an old picture because that wasn't. That's probably an old picture because that is not. I wonder why he included that because what he said is. He was going after him.
He was going after Draymond. No,
clearly
question.
There was an issue. And I'm like, what did Draymond do to piss off Chris Rock? It didn't take me long to find it. So
Draymond
he said
took
that
Will Smith's side
shortly after the slapping. Draymond basically took Will Smith's side on a. So I'm sure Chris Rock said, "Okay. You just made the list. You just made
Boy,
the
Chris
list."
Boy, Chris Rock, you. Listen. Do not, you know, say, Chris Rock, you're an idiot for jaywalking, because he'll come after your mom.
Well, he's got.
Yeah, I mean, that dude.
Chris Rock has, I mean, Chris Rock was embarrassed nationally for what happened. And, you know, so he's basically.
Oh, I don't know. I thought Chris Rock was the sympathetic figure.
Well, no, he was.
Yeah.
He was. However, it was embarrassing to him.
Well, sure. You just got slapped on national television.
Yeah, I mean, as a man, I'm sure he was like, well.
But he's right. One guy played Muhammad Ali, and one guy played Pokey.
He's 100% right, but he did what he slapped back in the way that he does.
Oh,
well.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know what? The scars that he left Will Smith way worse than the slap.
Oh, yeah, and I read that Will Smith has had a comment. He commented to somebody that his official comment was, he's disappointed, he's hurt, and embarrassed. He's hurt and embarrassed by the commentary on the – he didn't know why he had to go after his wife again, and that hopefully Chris can just move on from all this.
Oh, really? Hopefully Chris can move on. The dude that got up and slapped him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully Chris can move on.
Well,
I don't think Chris Rock will say anything else. I think he
probably might be done. Maybe done. But anyway, Draymond was part of it. It was like, holy crap, dude.
Yeah, that's sleeping on the pillow. Like, wow. That's something I would have heard in junior high when people were ranking on each other.
Oh, my gosh.
It was raw when you were getting ranked on. This is why, like, my generation, Gen X, we came up way mentally tougher because in junior high, there was no – you had to – I mean, I'm getting made fun of for buck teeth, called Bucky. Carlos Cone's got his ass on his back. You know, he's a high-cut, you know, long-leg guy, so – I mean, you couldn't believe the nasty things said,
anything.
But you were ranking on somebody. You'd be on the bus,
and
we'd be heading to a basketball or football game, and you had to have thick skin.
Oh, man.
You had to have thick
skin. Not anymore. You don't. There's no skin.
Well, I could have got those kids kicked out of school.
Yeah, because they're bullying you.
Yeah.
Your friends. They're bullying
you. Yeah, they were friends, and you had to stand up for yourself when you get ranked on. You had to rank back.
That's right.
You talked about how big someone's nostrils were.
You're all out of school.
They talked about you. Yeah, it was now. Well, it's like
you found
whatever physical thing you could find, and you immediately had to. If you're ranking on somebody, you got to go after that.
I don't think that the guys in the league really like Dylan Brooks. He's kind of a cheap shot dude.
Oh yeah, no one. Likes
no one
him.
Likes Dylan Brooks. Anyway, Draymond, I think Draymond probably was like, Dylan Brooks, take some of this, and then Dylan Brooks said, take some of this back. And here is, I mean, it's like, it is. It's like you're the school bus. Here's Draymond and Dylan Brooks back and forth.
This idiot said, I don't know what Draymond does out there. He said, I don't like Draymond at all. You don't know me. I just don't like Golden State. I quite frankly wouldn't like a team that beats me all the time either. I don't like anything to do with them. Quite frankly, you were a little kid in high school watching us win championships. Should be happy that you even witnessed that, or maybe college, but you get the point. You're a fan. Draymond talks a lot. You talk a lot now, so if you have 4 rings, sure, you talk a lot more. For All-Stars, you probably talk a bit more. Defensive Player of the Year, you for damn sure would talk more. 2 Olympic gold medals, you definitely would be talking. Gets away with a lot, too. What exactly do I get away with? I have 15 texts, one less than your dumb. Okay, great. His game is cool. If you ever wondered why the Memphis Grizzlies is not ready to compete for a championship, look no further than this idiot right here. They're actually depending on this guy to help them win a championship. And he says his game is cool. Quite frankly, that just shows how little you know about basketball. And yet, you running around talking about a dynasty? The dynasty starts after you, not with you.
Pretty good. You know, Draymond. Hey, he does have pelts on the wall. Draymond's been there, done it. Draymond takes a lot of grief. He's taken it from Barkley. He's taken it. I mean, Draymond has had himself a really, really nice career. Hall of Famer? 4 rings, defensive player of the year, 2 Olympic medals.
I mean, 2 Olympic medals. Anybody on the team with the guys you played on are going
to
win Olympic.
But he was on the team. I mean, you have to be good enough to make the Olympic team.
I'm not talking about making. How much? If you want to take credit for those medals, you better have been one of the – if you want that for Hall of Fame credit, you better have been one of the main factors.
Listen, some of the guys that are in the Hall of Fame – Draymond's a Hall of Famer.
I'm not putting him in.
I know you're not. Because Draymond's unlikable.
Well, Draymond was fine at Michigan State. He's just like another college basketball player. He's fine. He's been fine. He's been.
Draymond has been.
He has never even been the second best player on any of his teams.
Draymond's the Rodman of this era.
Yeah, that's.
And Rodman's a Hall of Famer.
That's true, but I think Rodman was to be honest. I think Rodman was a better player, but he was
Rodman did different things.
It was a problem, though. I mean, Dennis Rodman was disruptive. Draymond is disruptive. He punched his own teammate.
Well, and beaten more than that. He's been disruptive.
He's
for a while.
Extraordinarily disruptive.
He hurt
but he's
his
with
team
the same
by text.
Team.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's with the same team.
Yeah.
And they have won titles, but he's never even been like the second best player on his team.
Neither is Rodman.
I think. Yeah, but he was.
He just played a role.
Yeah, but Rodman was the league leader in rebound. Like, what has Draymond ever done that stood out to you?
Well, he's a defense. Draymond's done.
He's stuff. A slow-footed guy who is a grimy defender, but he's not a quick enough to stay with a lot of guys.
And you know, and
his numbers aren't like Dennis's though.
No,
his numbers aren't like Dennis's.
His numbers aren't like Dennis's. But
what has he done?
He has definitely affected winning.
What does he stand? What does he do? Yeah, I would agree with that. But I think he's an important part. Of a team. That doesn't make you a Hall of Famer. A Hall of Famer should mean you're one of the better players of your generation. I don't give that to him.
Well,
anybody with that team is going to win that.
I'm just saying.
You know,
especially the NBA. The NBA lets everybody in.
What does he do that stands out? It's all intangible type stuff and playing hard and all that. That's great. I don't think that makes you a Hall of Famer.
Well,
there's been lots of guys who play hard.
Well, I'm just saying.
I mean, would P.J. Tucker have been a Hall of Famer if he played for Golden State and Draymond's
Draymond
place?
Draymond does more than P.J. did. Draymond doesn't.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, he rebounds. I mean, I think Draymond – I think Draymond's an important piece to that team. He gave them needed toughness.
That's it.
Much needed toughness. I don't disagree with any of that. Extraordinarily important. They don't win those titles without a tough guy like that. I just don't think that makes you a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Is Laimbeer a Hall of Famer?
Yeah. Bill Laimbeer's a Hall of Famer.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Because if he's in, Draymond's getting in.
Yeah, Bill Laimbeer. Well, Bill Laimbeer was a pretty good shooter too.
No, Bill Laimbeer was a better
Was a better offensive
player. I don't want to call him a better player because Draymond isn't called on to score a lot. I mean, I recognize that. I don't know. Is Bill Laimbeer a Hall of Famer? Where would I find that? As a player, as a coach?
Yeah, you find it at the bottom of his Wikipedia. Anyway, here's Dylan Brooks clapping back.
That's what I do. I talk, and you know, I told him. I told him that you know, keep that mic. He's better at the mic than pooping. You know what I'm saying? So keep doing this podcast, keep blogging, keep doing this thing off the court. You know, it's cute, it's fun.
That was an impressive showing tonight.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it. You should give the mic to Draymond. Make him talk about me.
What was that?
Make him keep talking about me so I can play better.
That's Dylan Brooks. Dylan Brooks had a good game against them. They actually stole the ball from Draymond at one point. So what do you got next, RJ?
All right, so next up, this is the post-game. Basically, they're both meeting with the media, and they first talked with Draymond Green, saying, is it a rivalry between you and the Memphis Grizzlies?
Because you have to, like, one team has to win, and then another team has to win. Then, like, that's what creates a rivalry. Not because one team gets up for you and talk like they can beat you, and then not. That doesn't create a rivalry. Rivalries are created by you win, I win. And clearly, we won 4 times, and I think their organization has 0 championships. So I can't consider that a rivalry. Anybody can win in March. What that mean? I have a hard time getting out of my bed in March. It's a game in March, me.
And here's Dylan Brooks now. All right, hold on. He's having a problem.
He's having a problem getting it.
Anyway, so, all right. Bill Laimbeer is not a Hall of Famer. Bill Laimbeer, by the way, is not a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I don't think Draymond is.
We'll see. We'll see.
He's notorious. I'll give you that. He's got notoriety. He's notorious. Mm. But it just, man, I don't know. Glue guys don't usually get in the Hall of Fame.
We'll see. Here's Dylan Brooks clapping back.
You know, I feel like my stuff that I said was facts. And we'll see at the end of the year what they do with him. But, you know.
Does it piss you off? Does it?
I mean, no, because I know I'm a better player than him. I could do the same stuff like he does. That's easy. You know, that's just showing up to work. Me, you know, I try to score. I try to figure out plays. I try to call out plays for my team. You know, so just the fact that, you know, he was trying to, you know, pin my teammates against me, that's a low blow. So, you know, and that's what type of player he is.
Is Dylan Brooks a better player than Draymond Green?
Yes. I think he is right now. I think Dylan Brooks...
Yeah, but okay. He's in the peak of his career. He's a young guy. What about Draymond and his...
Well, I think they're different guys.
Right, they're different
guys. So if you want... If you need... Draymond really... Like, would Draymond help the Rockets right now? Would he be able to get along with the... I get that. Did you see him just walk off the court in the middle of the play the other day where he didn't get a ball passed to him and he started walking off in the middle of an offensive set? Do you see Draymond
do
that?
He's, I wonder... You know what I'm talking about? Grumpy old man. He's grumpy old man.
Clarkson didn't pass him the ball, and he just started... I know you saw it, RJ. He just dropped his head and started walking off, and I'm like, what the hell? Yeah, he is grumpy old man. That's why I'm not sure. Like, he would be perfect for a team like the Rockets in theory, but I don't know if he would actually... He's gotten grumpier as the time's gone on. I think he's going to expect a certain level of, I want to be the best there is. I think Draymond demands that.
He's demanding respect right now, right?
He's not going to let some punk-ass guy who's everyone hates in the league disrespect him. No. That's not – and Draymond, by the way, loves having a podcast because that's his Chris Rock moment where he gets to air his grievances on his podcast.
Yeah.
He's a grievance airer on his podcast.
Absolutely.
Don't worry. No, he's a perennial – He is kind of a thin-skinned guy in some regards.
Once he's out of the league, you're not going to not hear from Draymond Green.
Correct.
You will continue.
Will he be one of the new guys when Barkley or one of those guys shuts it down?
Maybe.
Draymond will be on that set.
Yes, he will.
He'll be on that set with Ernie.
Yes, he will.
If Shaq leaves or Barkley leaves, Draymond's the new guy.
Yes, that's true. That's true. He's perfect for that. All right, Tom, you know who else is perfect? Craig DeSurf.
Yeah, I don't know if perfect is the word I would use for him. I think he's perfectly suited to be your Sherpa when it comes to the carbine experience. Now, don't get me wrong, Craig doesn't come out there and take you through the process of the carbine, but he might as well be because he has worked with all of his sales staff, and it's the same sales staff he's had now for years over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. They are not only instructed, this is who he wants. He wants people who don't want to hassle or hustle you. He wants people who are there simply to answer questions for you and help you find what it is that you're looking for, not what they want to push to you. So, I mean, that's a big part of the car buying experience. I can tell you right now, they've got great finance rates that are available, lower than a lot of the finance rates that you're going to find for yourself. And they also have dealer cash back incentives that are going to save you money on the purchase of the new vehicles. But make sure you get your pre-owned vehicle traded in. More and more are being traded in. And if you don't want to lose value, I would consider trading it in and getting something right now, whether it's a lease or a purchase. You are going to get the best trade-in values and some of the best offers on the market from the company who gets the highest customer service index ratings year after year after year. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to LanceZCars.com. That's LanceZCars.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn,
and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.